Welcome to Perek Lamed Vav of Sefer Iyov. We continue with Eliyahu's speech to Iyov. Here he's saying that Hashem runs the world. The world was created for humans, since they're the only being that recognize their creator, right? And therefore, people that are sincere and can stand up against the Yetzirah, they have the strength, they have Hashem's protection. And of course, you know, to have that protection, you have to know there's a creator. If you live a life where Hashem isn't the focus, you know, even if you're not a sinner, but then you'll become part of the natural world. It will look like there's no intervention at all. There'll certainly be no miraculous intervention. The Ramban says it in Pasuk Zayin. It's a very important Ramban, you know, about Hashem's reaction to our action, so to speak, and the greater care that Hashem pours onto tzaddikim. When the righteous do suffer, it shouldn't be viewed as a deficiency in Hashem's hashgacha. On the contrary, Hashem is sending them a message. No, that is part of the hashgacha. The righteous use their suffering as a tool to connect to Hashem, and daven for forgiveness. Is the wicked say, nah, this is just, you know, it's fluke, or it's just what, you know, misfortune, I'm unlucky. And therefore, says Eliyahu, suffering is a reason, it's an opportunity for self-improvement. He says, preventing suffering in the world to come is what it's doing. Hashem doesn't have advisors, you know, doesn't say, oh, you know, this is a situation on the ground. Hashem knows everything. Hashem does everything himself. There's no error in judgment. There's no kind of, you know, middle people constellations that have autonomous power. But of course, we can't have real hope of fathoming how awesome Hashem is, how great he is, if we can use that word. You know, we have to trust in the process. That is Perek Lamed Vav.